This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Somebody who actually might be able to pull off cowboy boots, somebody who I guarantee you this man can pull off a cowboy hat, and probably will be able to pull it off better than the young folks down here in the Halley building. He's a former NFL quarterback, host of the Sean Salisbury Show, 6 to 10 a.m. on Houston Sports Talk 790, and host of Unpaved on Rumble Daily. Sean Salisbury and JP's buddy joining us now on the Fan Hotline. Sean, welcome to the show, bud.
You're great to talk to you guys. JP, good to talk to you. Same with you, my man. And I'll tell you this while we're at it, Nick and I am headed in a baseball cap after I'm done with you guys, and golf shoes and golf clothes. So yes, cowboy hat, yes, cowboy boots, but I'm attacking the flagstick today, fellas. So I can't wait. There you go.
I love that, Sean. I've gotten into golf in the past. COVID got me into golf, and my big regret is I didn't do it when in Houston with you, because we could hit up the courses all the time. I love the sport now.
Oh, well, I have a great makeup call, brother. You don't have to beg me twice to play golf anymore. I'm all in, so I look forward to it.
Love it. Absolutely love it. All right, Sean, we got some issues here in Cleveland. We don't have a starting quarterback, although it seems like Joe Flacco will be the week one starter, which I enjoy. But take me through how you feel this quarterback process should go with the Browns and how it currently looks, and throw some Shador in there as well.
Well, if you have eight, you don't have one. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of names, right, and guys who have put up some good football at different parts of their career, college and the NFL. I think what you're waiting for is somebody, and it's obviously we've played one preseason game, and you guys are there seeing it every day. I'm much bigger on what goes on daily, guys, on the practice field and in the meetings, the grind of every day of 10 installs, four new runs, three new coverages. How do you handle it? Take it to the practice field, take it to the game. The game is validation for what we've seen. And just going back to the last game, obviously with all the hype surrounding what Shador did, you don't have to root for somebody's failure to be an honest analysis. I thought he played good football. Now, I know all the hype that surrounds, there's things that got to be fixed, but for one game, with all he had to do, the decisions, I'm not worried about the result of the game. I'm worried about how he got to it. I thought that he did a great job down in the red zone. I thought his eyes were in the right place and the touch throw on the first touchdown. I love the second one. Now, just all you got to do is take what he did and take what Anthony Richardson did in Indianapolis, who's a third-year guy. He gets hit on a hot read blitz, looking to a place he should have never looked, been in the league 3 years. Shador's head goes left on the second touchdown pass. He doesn't like it. Sidesteps to the right, doesn't just run to be, run to trouble. Sidesteps, resets, doesn't like the second one, and then bam, hits the third one on a late, like cross or dig for the touchdown and protected the receiver. It's those little things. He could have thrown the ball away on the one where he scrambled and take the sack but stepped out of bounds. I get that. But I saw of a guy, if that's the guy you're seeing every day in practice, there's something to love. So I took something away from it. As far as who I'd start today. Of course, it's a guy who can handle pressure, still throws it, has seen a ton of football. Now, it's going to be Joe's job, meaning Flacco, to handle the job. But what's going to go on in the next couple of weeks? Don't judge him just from what you see on our TV in a preseason game. It's all the other stuff. How are the coaches putting them in, reps, and what do the reps look like? And I don't mean chart and throws every single day like we see sometimes on social media. It's a lot of the simple stuff. Does the team rally? Do guys play different? Do those guys elevate? So for me, it's Flacco to start, but it's by obviously you guys know better than I being there. This isn't one where you're going to say, hey, man, this is a no-brainer. Joe's either going to play his way into it and keep it, or Joe's going to play his way out of it and somebody else is going to get a chance. And that's going to be one of the other three or four cats, obviously, with Deshaun out, whoever's going to get it. I did like Shedeur Sanders' first game progress. Now, it gets tougher. It'll get tougher as the season goes on, preseason and the regular season. If he would have struggled, I wouldn't say bury him. The guy can't play. We do too much hot take stuff around the country of, this guy can't play. Yet when they see him that he can play, people want to make an excuse, well, it's only preseason. If you love him, you'll make the excuse that he should be the starter. So it's a grind, man, and it's the daily practice grind. Those coaches aren't stupid. Stefanski's seen a lot of football, but from Shedeur to start, I thought it was good progress. He's not ready to start the regular season, though. That'll go to Flacco unless something changes drastically between now and then.
Sean, coming off the Watson failure, coming off 3-14, this is year six of Stefanski and Barry. In your opinion, what is this season about for the Cleveland Browns?
I don't think we should be hall passing them. I don't. I know their $230 million quarterback is hurt, but the $230 million quarterback has not played good football on a consistent basis while he's been paid $230 million. The offensive line was not good last year, but I think they have too many good players and names to not be as good. I love the defensive front. Obviously, it'll come down to this, guys. How physical are they, and how many plays does the quarterback make? So in 6 years in, listen, I know Kevin's been coach of the year twice, but regardless of the roster you're dealt, hall passes, and I'm sure Cleveland Browns are tired of it, of waiting. And this is a brutal division. Hell, the quarterback play alone is like, oh, my gosh. We got to deal with the guy, that guy and that cat and this cat. So it's going to take some really, really – put it this way. I always say this about baseball is that when all the guys like on the Astros this year, when someone – all these injuries – you got to have somebody have an out-of-body experience or have a career year that you didn't expect. Well, Jake Myers was having one. We've seen guys have one. Pena's having one. They're a game and a half in front of first place. Same thing with Cleveland. I don't know who it's going to be, whether it's the quarterback, whether it's the run game, whether it's the secondary steps up and elevates their front seven, takes it to even another level because we know who Garrett is. But this team, I don't think you can go away and say, ah, man, they're 7-10. That's a win. I think the seat is fairly warm, and I'm a Kevin Stefanski. I think he's a good coach. And Andrew Berry deserves some pressure on this, too. You got to be watching him. There's been some decisions that have been made on him that he's not above evaluation. So this is a division, and if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, if you settle for fourth place, then you should clean house. Even though it's a tough division, it's a good division, and the Browns have good players. But that quarterback position's got to get solved, and I feel for him because the guy that looked like he was a player is now a major player in Tampa at that position.
John, when it comes to quarterbacks, I don't know that there's anybody that taught me more about quarterbacks and how to evaluate and how to figure out who you like and don't like than yourself. So I'm dying to find out. Now, I'll let you in. We've seen practices. We've been out in Berea. Dylan Gabriel has had some awful days, just some absolutely awful days. And the Browns continue to tell us he's like a computer processing whiz. Like what we don't see, he's great at. He might start Saturday. He's been dealing with an injury, but you've watched more college football than anybody I know. When you watch him play in college and then what you've seen so far in limited times and maybe clips here and there, what do the Browns have in Dylan Gabriel?
That is such a great description, honestly. Here's how I feel about it. Played a lot of college football at a couple places, right? So we know he's experienced there, but Sundays are different than Saturdays. You know who it reminds me of? I swear to you, and I didn't anticipate this question, but I'm so glad you asked it. I played with Jim McMahon, and Jimmy at the point in Minnesota, now I'm not comparing Gabriel to McMahon, but the similarities about what we're talking about are as real as it gets. When I watch Dylan Gabriel play, I think of physically a bit limited, not an overpowering arm, but a gamer. always been that way. Somehow, some way. I picture him just like Jimmy Mack was a horrible practice player. He'd come to me and say, hey, kid, I'm not practicing today. You got to go and get all the reps, and it's 100 degrees out. And you're like, I'm going to kill you when we drink a beer after practice, right? Where, yeah. But the game showed up, and Mack just knew how to make a play. He third and three, he'd get four. Third and 17, 18. And the players responded to him. And if you watch Jim in practice from the naked eye, like we are, like you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Guys from a distance or on the sideline, it's like, damn, ball's wobbly. He missed that throw, inaccurate. And I know that's all you got to judge. And Jim obviously been in the league longer than Gabriel, but the similarities of, man, bad practice player. I'd rather have a gamer, as long as you know what you're getting, than a guy who's a practice All-American. So, but on Sundays, Jim showed up and played his ass off. Gabriel in college, same way. I would imagine at Oregon and on the practice field, at least when he first got there, that I'm sure he went through it, even though he was a had played 3 or 4 years of college when he got there. And so I envisioned, I swear to you, when they drafted him, I said, they're not going to like a whole lot about him just on the presence. I feel like he looks like a guy where the uniform's a little too big on him. I've seen guys like this. And then David Craig was like that. And then you'd go and he'd throw for 400. I'll tell you a real quick story if you guys don't mind. It'll apply. Mm-hmm. When I'm in Seattle my rookie year, I come in, I'm 6'5", 235, and I'm throwing at 100 miles an hour. And David Craig's there, the old Milton College veteran with Steve Largent. We're warming up in our first practice. And I looked at a rookie wide receiver. I'm a rookie. I looked at him and said, I'm beating him out. The helmet looked like it didn't fit. The jersey was too big. The pants, you could look like he dropped trowel and dropped it like he needed to go to the rep. All that. Nothing fit. Well, we got to 7-on-7 and team drill. And by the end of it, this is in the same practice now. I looked at the same guy and I said, I ain't beating him out. Timing, it was like they elevated because it was 11-on-11. And he was missing throws. McMahon, same way. I picture Dylan Gabriel to be a guy who you watch and you say, why did he get drafted where he got drafted? Then you watch tape and that football savant mentality of he knows where to throw it. I think that Dylan Gabriel can play. Now, he's never going to wow you with all the physical stuff. But I can tell you this, if he's healthy and gets a chance and what we saw in college translates to the NFL, Dylan Gabriel make plays. You say, damn, I didn't see that coming. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I know this. That's the description of him. So you got to see the forest through the trees with a guy like that that's not imposing like other quarterbacks, but is a playmaker when you're playing real snaps. I'm actually anxious to see how that competition goes.
Sean, we've got week zero coming up in no time in college football. Ohio State, Texas, huge matchup, 1-2. I'm just curious what you're expecting from this game and who you think has the edge.
And it cut out a little. You're talking about the open, the Texas-Ohio State game, the opener?
Yes, sir.
I hope you guys can hear me clearly. I love it early. 11 o'clock here, Central. They're going to get after it. Hey, welcome to it, Arch Manning. You're not playing Tennessee Chattanooga. You get to go play the national champs who are mean and nasty, well-coached, got their national championship, and boy, did they play good football. Listen, it won't make or break Arch because one thing we do know, guys, from the Manning family, he will be mentally prepared to handle this, good, bad, or indifferent. And Steve Sarkisian's as good a play caller as in the country. I expect it to be a phenomenal game. And I can tell you this, it may not be the last time they see each other again.
Did we lose Sean?
I think we might have lost Sean. Sean Salisbury.
There'll be more money on there than you can imagine as far as draft picks go.
Sean, back to the NFL quickly. Just tell me what you've seen. I don't know how much Texans practice you've been out to, but what's the vibe around Nick Chubb right now? Early on, it felt like people were hating on him, and then he had a couple good runs in the most recent days.
You know, I apologize, guys. I couldn't hear what you said, man. I'm so sorry.
No, you're okay.
One more time. I don't know why it's cut.
You're okay. Nick Chubb, what is the vibe around Houston with him right now? What have you seen if you've been on any Texans practices?
Yeah, you guys asked about Nick Chubb here in Houston, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and real quick, and heard you what you said about the quarterback real quick. I don't know how Gabriel's going to work out, but that's what you're going to get from him. It's not going to pass the eye test for anybody on the practice. So with Nick Chubb here, listen, when they got him, I think it's going to be one of the – if he's healthy, you know, you guys know he's a physical beast. If he's healthy like we expect the way he's come back and the way he's running, I'm going to tell you that is maybe the Detroit Lions have the same type. I mean, they're different players, but deep depth-wise, he and Joe Mixon will be as good of running back combinations there as in football because Chubb's no backup. And if he's got a bone to pick and he's got that hunger after what's happened to him, this is a great get. He'll protect it. He'll thump people in the pass game. He and Joe, he won't have to get too much work for Joe. That this is a great 1-2 combo. I think they're going to destroy the division. The other three teams have so many weaknesses. Add Nick Chubb was a big plus. And if there's any injury to Joe Mixon, you're not losing much. This guy is a physical beast, and the Texans need a bit of nasty. Nick Chubb brings that. And that backfield, hell, the two most physical guys on the team may very well be the two cats playing at running back, at least on the offensive side of the ball.
Sean, we love the energy, buddy. We love the knowledge. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sean. Hit him straight.
You guys are the best. Sorry to admit it cut out on me. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
No worries at all there. Sean Salisbury on the fan hotline there. I kind of wish you would have taken out Dylan Gabriel because we really could have just – Sean would have had a great response to that. We could have had another viral moment.
He might have had a whole story about somebody, a media member, running into him and because he's 6'5 and massive, it not going the way that it would have gone with me and Dylan.
I was trying to think if there was a quarterback when I was – because Sean was obviously talking about like David Craig when he was coming up in the game. I was trying to think if there was a quarterback – Ty Detmer. So when I was, I think Ty was with us, that 1999, I don't think it was, and Ty was like, I think like 6 feet tall. And I remember being 15 and taller than him. I just remember telling my Uncle Richard, like, that he ain't got it. Like, he's not taller than me. I think it was about 6'1 there.
That's demoralizing. Yeah.
For him, it was kind of a buildup for me. Will they, won't they, with Dylan Gabriel in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.